Hello again, little explorers. It's Laura, and tonight on Faithfully Explore, I have a special story that is perfect for bedtime. We're going to travel, in our imagination, to Yggdrasil, the world tree of Norse myth. Imagine an immense ash tree at the very center of the universe. Its branches stretch far into the heavens, and its roots sink deep into mysterious realms. Many beings live among its branches. A mighty eagle, a chattering squirrel, and a dragon gnawing below.
Faithfully explores the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the globe will track. Filling up our belief backpack.
Long ago, in a little village by a fjord, lived a little girl named Runa. She loved climbing trees and listening to her grandmother's stories. One night, her grandmother spoke of Yggdrasil.
"It's said to hold all the worlds together,"
she whispered.
"Its leaves shimmer with dew, and creatures of every kind make it their home."
Runa's eyes widened.
"Can I see it?"
she asked.
"Close your eyes and you might,"
her grandmother replied as she tucked Runa into bed. Runa snuggled under her blanket, feeling the gentle warmth of the fire. Soon, she was dreaming. She found herself in a misty forest, facing the largest tree she had ever seen. The trunk shimmered silver. Its roots curled into the earth like long sleeping serpents. Its branches sparkled with starlight. Runa knew she had found Yggdrasil. A small creature darted down the trunk and stopped before her.
"Hello,"
it chirped.
"I'm Ratatosk, the messenger squirrel. I run up and down this tree all day. Are you Runa? The tree had whispered your name."
Runa laughed.
"Yes, I am,"
she said. A majestic eagle swooped down, settling on a branch.
"To explore the tree, you must become like it,"
the eagle said kindly.
"Can you feel your roots and branches?"
Runa wasn't sure. Ratatosk nodded.
"We'll help you,"
he promised. "We're going to join Runa in becoming like Yggdrasil. Lie down and feel the surface beneath you. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. Imagine little roots growing from the parts of your body touching the bed or ground. With each exhale, picture those roots sinking deeper into the earth. They weave through cool soil, around stones, and into secret spaces. As you exhale, let go of any worries or jitters you might have. See them travel down your roots into the earth. Now breathe in slowly. Imagine the earth sending you warm, glowing energy. It flows up through your roots into your feet and legs, making them feel strong and cozy. It travels into your belly and chest, filling you with calm. It moves into your arms and head, bringing clarity and peace. Feel your spine grow long and straight like a tree trunk. Gently stretch your arms outward and upward like branches. Spread your fingers like leaves." In her dream, Runa felt her toes tingle as roots grew from them. She breathed in and sensed warm light filling her body. She imagined her arms stretching upward, fingers sprouting leaves that rustled together softly. She felt safe and steady. She had become part of Yggdrasil. When Runa opened her eyes, Ratatosk pointed to a great root sloping downward.
"We should visit Nidhogg,"
he said.
"He helps us let go."
They climbed down and the air grew cooler. At the bottom, in a cave filled with mist, a huge dragon lay coiled around a bubbling spring. He chewed slowly on the root, bits of bark falling away. His eyes were bright amber. Runa felt nervous, but took a deep breath and remembered her roots.
Hello, Nidhogg,
she said. The dragon paused and looked at her.
Child,
he rumbled.
Why do you come?
I came to see why you chew the tree,
Runa replied. The dragon snorted gently.
I feed on the worries that creatures send down through their roots. When you send me your fears, I chew them away so the tree can stay healthy.
Now I want everybody to think of your own worry. Runa thought of a worry she'd had, that she might fail at climbing the tall pine tree near her home. She exhaled, imagining the worry as a brown leaf falling down her roots. I'd like you to do the same. Exhale and imagine the worry you thought of as a brown leaf falling down your own roots. Nidhogg chewed and sighed contentedly.
Thank you for letting me help,
he said.
Whenever you need to let go, remember me.
Runa thanked the dragon. Ratatosk smiled.
See? Not all dragons are scary. Some just like to help us release our burdens.
They climbed back up the roof, feeling lighter. Next, Ratatosk led Luna toward another route. The air grew heavy and still. They reached a crystal clear well. Beside it sat an old man with a long beard.
This is Mimir,
Ratatosk whispered.
He guards the Well of Wisdom.
The old man looked at Runa kindly.
Welcome,
he said.
Those who drink from this well learn to see connections.
Mimir handed Runa a ladle of water. She drank. It tasted like snowflakes, and suddenly she felt as if she were listening to thousands of stories at once. Stories of animals, forests, rivers, and stars. She understood that everything was linked. Runa thanked Mimir. After leaving Mimir, they climbed along a route that stretched upward. The air warmed. Birds sang. They reached a beautiful meadow where a clear pool sparkled. Swans glided across the surface. Three graceful women sat beside the water, pouring silver jugs of water over Yggdrasil's roots, keeping them smooth and strong. These were the Norns, Utr, Verandi, and Skuld. Their names mean past, present, and future. They shaped the destinies of all beings. Utr looked up and smiled.
We have waited for you,
she said.
Come sit.
Runa sat on a smooth stone. The Norns explained that they carve runes of fate on wooden slips and weave them into the fabric of the worlds. They invited Runa to meditate on time. Close your eyes again. As you breathe in, think about something kind from your past. A hug, a laugh, a lesson. Breathe in gratitude for it. As you breathe out, feel yourself fully in the present. The softness of your bed, the sound of this story, the rhythm of your breathing. On your next inhale, think of a hope for your future. Something you'd like to learn or share. See it like a tiny seed. Let your breath carry it into the world. Runa pictured her grandmother teaching her to sew, a favorite moment from her past. She felt the warmth of the present in her heart. Then she imagined herself someday telling stories to her own children. The Norns gave her a tiny seed.
Plant this in your heart,
said Verandi.
Whenever you care for it with love and curiosity, your future will bloom.
Runa placed the seed in her pocket. Ratatosk guided Runa up the trunk. The bark was smooth and warm. They passed by small elves who peeked out and giggled. They saw four dwarfs chiseling runes to guide the winds.
We hold up the sky,
one dwarf explained. Runa thanked them and climbed higher. The trunk split into giant branches, each leading into a different realm. They first peeked into Vanaheim, where golden fields stretched under a gentle sun. Freya and Freya, gods of fertility, waved at them. Flowers bloomed as far as the eye could see. Runa felt a sense of abundance and joy. Ratatusk whispered,
"This place reminds us to appreciate the Earth's gifts."
Next, they saw Jotunheim, where giants walked among towering mountains. One giant bent down, his voice like thunder yet kind.
"Stay brave!"
he told Runa. She smiled and promised she would. The visit taught her that even those who seem big or different can be gentle. Finally, they approached Asgard, the shining home of the Azure gods. A rainbow bridge arched toward golden halls. Heimdall, the watchman, greeted them warmly. Odin appeared, his one eye gleaming. He looked at Runa and nodded.
"You carry a seed of fate,"
he said.
"Nurture it, seek wisdom, stay brave."
He waved them on and Runa felt honored. Two blackbirds landed nearby.
"We are Hugin and Munin,"
they said.
"Thought and memory."
They told Runa to cherish her memories and keep learning so her thoughts could grow.
"Your thoughts are like branches,"
they said.
"Your memories are roots."
Runa repeated their message so she would remember.
"Your thoughts are like branches. Your memories are roots."
Ratatusk led her onto a branch, swaying gently in a breeze. The leaves rustled like whispers. Vrat the eagle perched above and said,
"Let's breathe with the wind."
Imagine you're sitting on a branch with Runa. Breathe in slowly through your nose as if you're drawing in fresh air from above. Feel the breeze on your face. Now breathe out slowly through your mouth, letting your breath flow like wind through leaves. Listen to the sound it makes. Notice how calm and free you feel when your breath moves with the breeze. Runa swayed slightly, breathing with the wind. The wind whispered,
"Let go, trust, grow."
"Let go, trust, grow."
She nodded, remembering the message. Dark clouds suddenly gathered. Thunder rumbled. A storm approached. Leaves shook. Runa's heart beat faster. Eagle said,
"Hold on to your roots. Storms come and go. Stay flexible."
Sometimes our minds feel stormy. Maybe we're worried or upset. Close your eyes. Imagine a storm swirling around you. Feel your body tense. Now take a deep breath. Feel your root anchoring you. As you exhale, imagine the storm blowing away some of your tension, like leaves carried by the wind. Inhale strength. Exhale fear. Inhale strength. Exhale fear. Do this several times until the storm in your imagination begins to calm. Runa breathed deeply. She imagined her roots holding fast while her branches swayed. The thunder became part of her heartbeat. The storm passed. Sunlight returned. The leaves glistened with raindrops. Runa realized that she could face storms by remembering her roots and using her breath. Finally, Ratatusk tapped the bark, revealing a door. Inside was a chamber bathed in warm light. A luminous crystal pulsed softly. This was the heart of Yggdrasil. Runa placed her hands over her chest and felt her own heartbeat echoing the crystal's rhythm. Place your hands on your chest. Feel your heartbeat. Imagine a warm light glowing inside you. This is your inner strength, your kindness. With each breath in, the light grows brighter. With each breath out, it spreads throughout your body. Stay here for a few breaths. Feel how loved and safe you are. Runa stood quietly, breathing and feeling the light in her heart. She thought of Nordjeg's lesson about letting go, Mimir's wisdom, the Norn's seed, the giant's encouragement, the winds and the ravens' reminder to value thoughts and memories. She whispered,
I am rooted, I am growing, I am connected.
Ratatusk touched her gently.
It's time to go back,
he said. Runa followed him. The world tree shimmered and faded. She felt her body sink into softness. She opened her eyes to find herself in her cozy bed, her grandmother sitting nearby.
You were gone a long time,
her grandmother said with a smile.
Did you travel far?
Runa nodded.
I went to Yggdrasil,
she whispered.
I met a dragon, a wise man, three sisters, and many others. I learned to be like a tree.
Her grandmother kissed her forehead.
Then you have learned something wonderful,
she said.
Hold that feeling in your heart. Whenever you are afraid or excited, close your eyes, breathe like the wind, remember your roots, and reach for the sky.
Runa closed her eyes again. Feeling the seed from the Norns in her pocket, she felt warm and safe. She drifted back into sleep with a smile. With these lessons in your belief backpack, snuggle into bed. Feel your roots and branches one more time. Take a deep breath in and out. Sleep well, little explorer. May your dreams be filled with shimmering leaves and gentle winds. The world tree is always with you.